Welcome to Beaufort County This Week. Today is Friday, February 2nd, and happy Groundhog Day to everyone. I'm Matt Golden, and here are your top stories presented by BCTV. The Alljoy boat landing will close for at least 2 months, the new inclusive playground opened in Port Royal, and a bill limiting children's access to social media passed the SC House. All this and more coming up on Beaufort County This Week. Beaufort County is a really popular destination for residents of this world. It's also a popular destination for residents of the supernatural world. Be sure to check out Sea Island Spirits, where BCTV's Cassie Hedden takes us on a journey about local spirits, haunts, legends, and other spooky things in Beaufort County. Find episodes of Sea Island Spirits on BCTV and on the BCTV YouTube channel. From the Island Packet, Alljoy Boat Landing in Bluffton will close for at least 2 months for improvements starting this week. Beaufort County plans to install 8x12-foot floating dock sections to create a 180-foot dock. Construction is expected to be completed by the end of March, depending on weather and supply delays, according to a news release from Beaufort County. R.L. Morrison & Sons, Incorporated was awarded the bid to complete the work. It is expected to cost $534,730. From the Island News, the first inclusive playground in Beaufort County officially opened Saturday, January 27, 2024. The Bruce Edgerly Inclusive Playground opened with a crowd of about 50 people in attendance, but more families came following the ceremony to enjoy the new facility. The playground equipment, which cost nearly $800,000, was installed in July of 2023, but it was revealed and reported to Beaufort County Council in September 23 that the proper procurement code was not followed in the purchase of the equipment. At the time, Shannon Loper was the Beaufort County Parks and Recreation Director, but she is no longer employed by the county. 6 months after the equipment was initially installed, the playground is now open and can be used by members of the public. From the SC Daily Gazette, legislation designed to protect children from potentially damaging online images and exploitation passed the House on Wednesday. One bill would require parental consent for social media accounts, the other requires age verification for pornographic websites. Both passed with just a single no vote from Representative Justin Bamberg, the Democrat from Bamberg, who blasted them as government overreach. Advocates say the bills give parents more say in their children's online usage. The social media bill, introduced by House Judiciary Chairman Weston Newton, a Republican from Bluffton, would require companies to make commercially reasonable efforts to confirm social media account holders are at least 18 years old, and if they're not, get parental permission. From WSAV, Lieutenant Dan is coming to Beaufort. Actor Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band will be performing at the Beaufort Marine Corps Air Station on Friday, February 23rd. While in town, Sinise will be honored with the Pat Conroy Lifetime Achievement Award at the 18th Annual Beaufort International Film Festival, which runs February 20th through the 25th. Along with the amazing acting career, Sinise has long been an advocate for helping and supporting troops in any way possible. In 2011, he founded the Gary Sinise Foundation. And now, here are some events to get you out and about this weekend.
Hello, Beaufort County listeners. It's finally Friday, and I have some events to get you out and about this weekend. On Saturday, from 1 to 4, you can enjoy an oyster roast at the Sea Pines Beach Club. Oyster roasts are celebrations of community and the bounty of the sea, two of South Carolina's most enduring traits. Coast Oceanfront Dining at the Sea Pines Resort invites you to a special menu of fresh, local, and roasted on-site oysters from the Maggioni Oyster Company on St. Helena Island. Completing the coastal culinary feast, peel and eat shrimp available by the half pound or a whole pound. Sunday at 4 p.m., you can see the Hilton Head Symphony Orchestra perform Strum at the First Presbyterian Church on William Hilton Parkway in Hilton Head. For more information, head over to hhso.org. And as always, you can check out some great movies at Highway 21 Drive-In Theater. Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, screen one at 7:30 is Argylle, rated PG-13. Following that, you can see Night Swim, also rated PG-13, at 9:50. On screen two at 7:30 p.m., you can see The Beekeeper, rated R, and Anyone But You, rated R, at 9:30 p.m. And on screen three, you can see Migration, rated PG, at 7 p.m., followed by Wonka, rated PG, at 8:30. Hopefully, some of these events have piqued your interest, and maybe I'll see you out and about this weekend. Have a fun and safe weekend, Beaufort County. I'm Chloe G.
As always, we ask you to check out our friends at Beaufort County Animal Services. There you can find courtesy posts about missing pets, found pets, and pets that you can adopt. Today we want to highlight Mario. Mario is an amazing dog. According to Mario, my friends at the shelter can't believe I'm still here. They say I would make the perfect dog for anyone. I'm so sweet, calm, and the perfect amount of playful. If you'd like to meet Mario, schedule a time by calling 843-255-5010. We'd also like to highlight a new dog available for adoption, Christopher Walken. If you'd like to meet Christopher Walken, call 843-255-5010. Thanks for listening to Beaufort County This Week. To learn more about BCTV, please head over to BeaufortCounty.tv. This podcast is a production of BCTV. Chloe G, Social Media and Production Specialist. Matt Golden, Production Specialist. Cassie Hedden, Production Specialist. Tony Verga, Director. For feedback and information, please email BeaufortCountyTV at bcgov.net. All rights reserved.